latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Hospitals are not the most relaxing places for people nearing the end of life. The intensive care units, lobbies, and hospital wards are full of bright lights and institutional noises. In this stressful environment, music can be the great equalizer. The soothing sounds can bring peace and calmness. Music can help diffuse the tension felt by anxious patients and their families. Today, in many of Australia's major medical centres, musicians are playing in hospital lobbies and at the bedside. According to Australian singer, songwriter and music therapist Anna Waters, music at the end of life is an ancient tradition that dates back to the Middle Ages, when 11th century Benedictine monks used music as part of their deathbed vigils. Those practices fell out of favour as monasteries disappeared with the coming of the Reformation and the Industrial Age. She says that music at the end of life is making a comeback, and that inspired her to become a music therapist.
I actually heard about a gentleman who was a music thanatologist, and that was about when I was in year 10, and that's where you get to play for people in their last moments of life before they pass on. And I thought that was a privileged, you know, job to be able to do that, to be able to sit with someone in the last moments and to provide like a soundtrack really for them to kind of rest. I heard that was really hard to get into and you needed to do a few degrees to get into that. So then I went off to music college and did that for a few years, and then decided to do a dip ed, did some teaching. And then after teaching, realizing, yeah, I could actually be a music therapist, I think I'm ready. It's something that you really need to have a lot of empathy and to be a fair bit more mature than someone just coming out of school.
Besides working as a music therapist, working across the palliative, mental health and disability sectors, Anna is a recording artist who performs her music in churches, at corporate events and weddings. For the past 4 years, she's had regular work opening for Sons of Korah throughout Australia, the US and New Zealand, as well as performing with the group that's become one of Australia's most successful Christian ensembles over the past 20 years.
I really want to be playing my music, sharing it as much as I can, and I'd love to be touring and performing all around the place and sharing my music with as many people as I can.
Anna says her new song, Sunshine, which is completely different in style to her classical music training and work with Sons of Korah, is a bright, boppy tune that's full of hope.
The message that I would like someone who's listening to Sunshine to gain from it is that no matter what you're going through, there's always going to be hope the very next day. With that sunrise, there's a second chance to do things better, to do things right, to listen to God once again, because he's a God of second chances.
Anna Waters, talking about her song, Sunshine. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.